Hello, this 5 minutes the prophetess, the word of God, episode 147. 147. Today is a good day for you. You are so blessed. You're going to enjoy the day as you have never been before in the name of Jesus. Do you believe it? Yes. So we are going back to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, which is our main scripture. And it is, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That is Hebrews 4:12. Now I want us to quote James 1:22 together. If you've been listening to me, then you know how to say it. Come on, we box it up with Hebrews 4:12. James 1:22. Come on, let's go. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. And I say, you will not be in self-delusion. You will not be deceiving your own self. What are you going to do? When you are a doer of the word, apart from hearing it, you also are a doer, then you will not be deceiving yourself. So in the previous episode, I said that the one who is born of God does not commit sin. And the word there, commit sin, commit in 1 John, commit is practice sin. He says that if you are born of God, you will not practice sin. You will not practice sin. So I said to you that we can liken it to a factory that is churning out sin. Maybe you cannot envisage that. So let's say a factory that is churning out powdered soap. If I don't want the factory to continue to produce, I do not just close it down. Because when I close it down, somebody might go on there. Because then the machinery will be there. All the machines that I use, the utensils, the vessels, whatever I use, containers, they will still be there. And the probability that somebody can go and open it, reopen it, and use it is very high. So what do you do if you want it cleaned out? You want everything out. You would have to now burn the factory, break it down, destroy it completely. Jesus said, I will destroy this temple here and build it back again in 3 days. And they could not understand. That was what he meant. He was saying, I am going to break down the factory, destroy the factory, or destroy the old man. When I say old man, in Romans, when Romans talks about the old man, it's not talking about Paul's father. Somebody said, oh, Paul said in Romans chapter 6 that his father died on the cross. He said the old man was crucified with Christ. He said, oh, Paul said that in Romans chapter 6 that his old man died with Jesus. It means that his father, because we say old man, when you enter, oh, my old man has traveled, my old means that your father. So the person was saying that he thought it was Paul's father. Definitely not. When he talks about the old man, he is talking about the man of sin. So Romans 6 says, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. So in talking about, he's saying that Jesus destroyed the old man, the body of sin. That is the old self. Because when you become born again, when you become born again, you become a new creation. It's a new self. Some people even pray that self will die. No, right now, the new self is all good. Everything good about. Everything is good about. The new self, the new creation is all good. So he said, knowing that the old man is crucified. So the old man, that was Jesus, throwing a bomb and dying with the factory, that factory of sin, cleared everything. Everything was cleared. And then he built a new factory. This new factory is not producing sin. It's not producing powdered soap. It is producing cake. It's producing bread. is producing candies, definitely it will not be the same factory. The machinery or the machines that will be used, equipment will be different. And the containers, the utensils, everything will be different. Ingredients will be different. That is all I'm saying. That because you are a new creation, you are able to do the word. The word, or rather the word of God, is able to function in you. Because right now, what is in you is the new creation. It is all good. It has the ability to produce righteousness. No longer living under the power of sin, but under the power of righteousness. And because of that, you are able, we call you a doer of the word. When you hear the word, you are not struggling to obey. No, you will obey. What is inside you has the ability to obey. So you will obey the word. You'll be a doer of the word instead of a hearer only. You're so blessed. Bye.